Three candidates tossed their hats into the ring for the 102nd District, which includes all of Schoharie County and parts of Otsego, Delaware, Greene, Columbia, Ulster, and Albany counties. Since the legislative session began in January, the district has been without an assemblyperson after Republican Pete Lopez was appointed regional administrator for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in September. According to unofficial results, Republican Chris Tagg leads the pack with 8,547 votes, about 45% of votes cast. Democrat Aidan O'Connor Jr. is in a close second with 8,259 votes, or 44%. Independent Wes Laraway received 1,809 votes, about 9%. Neither of the major party candidates are declaring victory just yet. The race may be decided by absentee ballots. Tagg, who currently serves as Schoharie Town Supervisor, thanked his supporters and was confident his lead would hold, but also asked them to stay tuned.
Mr. O'Connor and Mr. Laraway both worked very hard. And I think out of respect to them, I just don't feel comfortable coming out and saying, you know, I'm the victor.
O'Connor had a similar message for his supporters.
I like to tell everyone, don't lose that momentum, don't lose that enthusiasm.
In a statement posted on Facebook, Laraway said he was humbled and flattered by his supporters. He adds, quote, I have no regrets at all. We did the right thing for the right reasons. I am not done being a positive change in New York State. I will share what I am doing, and I will never stop fighting for what is right, end quote. Tagg said he campaigned on three issues that he thought resonated with voters.
You know, I think the opioid and heroin issue is a big thing. I think taxes, especially in rural upstate New York, and then a lot is infrastructure and economic development.
O'Connor, a Greene County legislator, ran on tackling the opioid addiction crisis and improving access to rural health care. O'Connor said he hoped his supporters heard his message.
I want to take care of everyone, regardless of party politics. I want to see what's best for another human being, what's best for our communities. And I truly believe that resonated with a lot of people.
Absentee ballots are expected to be counted in early May. The winner will serve the remainder of Lopez's term, which runs through the end of the year. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.